Module 11, our challenge to you. We have discussed many tools in this workshop, and we hope that our ideas have sparked some thoughts on how you can manage and reduce stress. However, it's hard to know how to solve a problem if you don't know what the problem really is. This module will explore how to use a stress log system to identify, reduce, and manage stressors. Creating a stress log. A stress log can help you identify your major stressors, and it can help you identify trends in those stressors. Identifying the cause of stress can help you reduce the number and impact of stressors in your life, and it can help you manage the stress that does occur. A basic stress log is pictured on the next page. We suggest that you copy this form into a three-ring binder or a spiral notebook. You can modify this form to suit your needs, but we recommend keeping the basic fields intact, as it will help with the next steps. Week 1 Recording Events. The first stage of using a stress log is to gather information. For 7 days, fill out your stress log each time you feel stressed or anxious. We also recommend writing a journal entry each night, summarizing the day and your stress-related feelings. Week 2, identifying stressors and creating a plan. When the first week is over, sit down with your journal and a blank piece of paper. First, take a moment to write down your overall stress level based on the 1 to 10 scale used in your stress log. Now, write down the events that cause the highest stress levels. Next, write down the events that cause stress most frequently. Finally, add events that you know are stressful but were not captured during the past week. From this, identify your major stressors and create a plan for each. Some things to think about include which A, alter, avoid, accept, might be appropriate in dealing with this situation. How could lifestyle changes in diet, sleep, exercise routine, and organization help alleviate this stress? What relaxation techniques could help me cope with this stress? What resources, such as support systems and outside help, can help me reduce this stressor? What will my final plan look like? In order to be successful, your final stress management plan should set small, achievable goals that have a reasonable time frame for completion. If you cannot think of a way to identify a particular stressor, try consulting friends and family. If you are really stuck for a plan, set it aside and review it later. Week 3, Creating New Habits. Now, it's time for the exciting part, putting your plan into action. Take one or two small parts of your stress management plan at a time and incorporate them into your life. Try each part for a week or two. If it works, make it part of your lifestyle or stress management approach. If it doesn't work, make a note of your efforts and move on. Continue incorporating new tools and habits into your lifestyle in this way, reviewing and evaluating. In the beginning, we recommend reviewing your stress management plan weekly or biweekly. Think about these things. What was my stress level the last time I reviewed my plan? What is my stress level now? What has changed? What stressors have been added to my life? What stressors have been removed from my life? How should my plan change? What stress management techniques have been working for me? What techniques have not been working? How should my plan change? What is my plan for the next week? When will I review my plan again? Once you have started to develop a good stress management strategy, you can reduce your review to once a month or less, whatever works for you. If you find your stress level starting to rise, go back to week 1 and work through the process again. Case study. Sam scratched his head, not understanding why the notebook marked stress log was on top of the mountain of work on his desk. Jill noticed his confusion and filled him in on the secret. She told him that everyone noticed that little mishaps would send him into a panic and they feared he'd implode. To help him battle his frustrations, she suggested he keep a log of all the things that put him over the edge. Sam protested, recognizing that the redness in his face was another indication of uncontrolled stress, he agreed to keep a log. Jill volunteered to keep him on the straight and narrow. After a week, Sam realized he let undue stress control his life, and he and Jill researched ways to control that, and Sam was able to stop a situation from wreaking havoc one day and implemented techniques to make him breathe easier.